4月3日，神韵加拿大西部巡回演出抵达萨省的里贾纳，再次给各界观众带来艺术盛宴以及心灵的感动。下面请看本台记者从里贾纳发来的报道。
里贾纳是加拿大西部草原三省之一的萨斯卡彻温省的首府。4月3日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团就在这里最大的剧院康乃克西斯艺术中心演出，这是神韵艺术团第二年莅临里贾纳。国会议员安德鲁·希尔为神韵的中国舞和独特的音乐陶醉，他认为神韵演出给加拿大人很好的机会以艺术的方式了解中华文化。
And so I think it's important that this type of show gets widely received, and I think it'll do very well in all the cities that it visits, because it is such a vibrant, upbeat, dazzling performance. It's just an important story to tell.
舞蹈家史蒂芬第一次看到纯正的中国古典舞，兴奋地快从座位上跳起来了。
There's a few things that impress me, and I'm sure it's the dance troupe, how precise they are and how together they are. You can't take your eyes off. Everyone's arms are perfect, their legs and toes, everything is absolutely perfect. So that makes it very, very outstanding.
前联邦政府人力资源部官员史蒂文森去年看过神韵，今天特地带两位朋友再来观看。
The show will show people the world about Chinese culture. It's a very old civilization.
来自中国大陆湖北的易容女士说，特别喜欢看到天国世界的神佛下世的场景。
感觉是说，还是中国的文化就是根底很深，对，对，觉得还是有必要就是学习一下中国文化。
嗯，啊，还有一些歌唱啊，神心情，很感觉
想回家。就是他会感觉不一样，因为每次都是过年看嘛，然后感觉是在像家里，感觉很亲切，对。
神韵国际艺术团将于4月5日再回到阿尔伯塔省，在其首府爱德蒙顿演出两场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大里贾纳报道。
加拿大草原省份萨斯喀彻温省的省议员沃瑟斯庞先生为神韵艺术团能够到萨省演出感到幸运和骄傲。他还说，每一位看到神韵的人都会为此深感荣幸。下面请看报道。
萨省省议员沃瑟斯庞同时也是萨省著名的财经和能源评论家兼审计会主席，他与妻子史蒂芬第一次观看了神韵演出，沃瑟斯庞高度赞誉演出所展现出的美丽绝对的惊人。
My wife and I were both privileged to come in here this evening and see classical dance that represents a great history to it, thousands of years. Just a beautiful, beautiful display. It's something that's incredibly unique. The colors added to it is just an absolutely breathtaking performance.
神韵艺术团选择到里贾纳演出，让这位省议员感到骄傲。
I'm so privileged to have the show come to Regina, Saskatchewan, because we're so very, very proud of our history as well. To have a show like this come to our center, and to have a show that's traveling the world come to Saskatchewan is just a great pride for myself.
他还认为，任何能看到神韵的人都是幸运的。
Absolutely phenomenal, breathtaking. If we're talking as far as a numerical scale, a 10 out of 10 without a doubt. Just the organization and the dance has just done impeccably well. And anybody who will be able to see this show will realize what a privilege that is. So thank you so much.
新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大里贾纳报道。
神韵的加拿大萨省之旅对当地商界人物也有着很大的吸引力。神韵展现出的美好使很多观众对未来更加乐观，并开始思考人生的真谛。下面来看一看本台记者对一家公司总裁的采访。
纽科克先生拥有一家咨询公司，同其他观众一样，他喜欢神韵的色彩和舞蹈，然而最打动他的还是演出的故事部分。
I was really touched, particularly by the last of the finale, the search for the Buddhist scriptures and bringing them back to the people for their own enlightenment and so forth. And I have a great love for Buddha. I'm not a Buddhist, but I have a great respect for Buddhism and what it has contributed to world civilization.
纽科克先生在体验了神韵的演出后，希望更多的了解中国的传统文化，并探寻人之所以存在的深层次意义。
In one of the lines I read, where it said that this life is an illusion, and we work so hard for power, for wealth, etc., and then we don't take any of it with us. And it asks the question, what is the purpose of life?
纽科克说，神韵启发人们思考人生意义的同时，也让人对未来有了更大的信心。
If we put our minds to it, our wills to it, and our learning, we can really create the world anew.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大李贾娜报道。
4月5号，美国神韵国际艺术团抵达加拿大西部巡回演出的第四站埃德蒙顿。观众们感谢神韵在复活节给他们带来精神食粮，真切地感受到生活的希望。
复活节的长周末，加拿大阿尔伯塔省的省府埃德蒙顿的迎喜剧院内掌声雷动，美国神韵国际艺术团为现场4000多位观众带来了复活节的特别礼物。埃德蒙顿的观众在享受艺术盛宴的同时，也有各自的收获。
The dancers are very athletic, and it gives you a taste of the Chinese culture, a place that I've never been to before.
A sense of unity and joy. They bring us hope.
I never think of anything other than wow, that looks fun and beautiful. I don't think of my troubles or any stress. It's very
很传统，很美的。可以说这是对人的有一种这个净化的作用吧，在这里很难看到的。
夏努斯基女士两周前失去了心爱的姐姐。观看神韵让他重新认识人生意义，忘却了一切烦恼。
You know, when I came here, I wasn't feeling very good about life, but I'm feeling fantastic now. It was so uplifting, the colors, the message, everything was fantastic.
第一次在舞台上见识到中华敬天重德的神传文化，引起了两位作家心灵深处的共鸣。
And I really appreciate the theme on the divine and how important that is for people around the world and especially in China as human beings on the planet, that there is a divine creator, that there is, you know, there is hope, there is healing, and that God wants to rescue people. I think that's a wonderful message.
And isn't that wonderful that we can come from different parts of the world and share the same philosophy?
纯善纯美的艺术再次打动了爱德蒙顿的观众，他们也会将神韵的消息与更多的人分享。
以后呢，我会跟向我的朋友推荐，让他们多点来看看这个这些表演，实在是非常非常的顶级。
美国神韵国际艺术团还将分别于4月7日和8日在加拿大曼尼托巴省的温尼伯格市演出两场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大爱德蒙顿报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大艺术之都爱德蒙顿的首场演出，世界级印度古典舞舞蹈世家的老少三代家庭成员前来观看，一家人高度赞誉神韵舞蹈演员的艺术才华。请看来自加拿大的报道。
乌沙古普塔是世界级印度古典舞舞蹈大师，他的学生中多人获得国际艺术节大奖和各种舞蹈大赛金牌。他和女儿、孙女、祖孙三代都爱上了神韵演出中的中国舞。古普塔非常欣赏神韵舞蹈演员高超的中国古典舞技巧和韵味。
Well, that is wonderful, and it blends the beauty towards our dances also.And it's very sensuous and very rhythmic and soft movements. And the way we Indians tell the story with the hand gestures and expression, the same way Chinese people in classical, they say their movements tell something, some story, you know. Even you don't know the dance, you can understand very well. And it's very well blended with music, very beautiful choreography, and the composers have done fantastic job.
女儿阿尔提·米塔尔也是印度古典舞舞蹈家，她称赞神韵舞蹈演员训练有素，极具才华。
Oh, they're gorgeous, very, very graceful. They're very accomplished. They're highly accomplished artists, and they are extremely smooth in their movements and very graceful. Lovely. They're fabulous too. They're doing an amazing job, and they know their stuff. These are very talented artists, and it looks like they've been very well trained and very highly disciplined. Yeah.
祖孙三代都从神韵舞蹈中得到了灵感。
My inspiration is that they were very soft and very very graceful and beautiful. So as a dancer, I will say that I would like to have a kind of some movements into my Indian dance to incorporate that, to give that beauty, you know. So that is a very big compliment.
I really liked it because, like, they were really graceful and, like, they knew what they were doing.
新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大爱德蒙顿报道。
加拿大华裔作家盛雪年年不落观赏神韵，他观看了埃德蒙顿的演出后感慨地说，神韵全球巡回演出一年比一年规模大，对全世界有非凡的贡献。来看报道。
曾获加拿大新闻界最高荣誉加拿大记者协会深度新闻调查奖的华裔作家盛雪说，神韵让全世界看到了中华文化的纯善纯美，贡献非凡。
华人是这个世界上最大的一个族群，那么中华文化呢，是这个世界上最悠久最绚丽的一种文化。可是今天如果我们看中国大陆的话，我们看不到这些东西。
在他的眼里，神韵能够感动不同族裔人的原因在哪里呢？
神韵真的是可以说呢，在当今的这样的一个繁杂的这么一个到处充斥了邪恶的这样的一个世界上，是做出了一个非凡的贡献。那么它可以真的是展现就是中华文化这种善的美的这样的追求，那么特别是呢给整个人群不单单是华人社会一种全新的选择。
盛雪看到今天是满场，也特别的感慨，
人类对于真善和美的这个追求的这样的一种力量是巨大的。那么当人能够有机会去触碰到这些东西的时候，我想啊，人被感动是很自然的。所以今天呢，就是包括我也是跟几个朋友一起来的，每个人都在说，哎呀，真的是太美了，真的是了不起。那么其实从这个整个神韵演出的历史来看，这个本身就是一个奇迹。
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大埃德蒙顿报道。
所谓内行看门道，我们一起来听听加拿大埃德蒙顿的两位舞蹈艺术家如何欣赏神韵的中国古典舞。
俗话说，台上一分钟，台下十年功。两位芭蕾舞艺术家道出了神韵优美的舞蹈后面不为人知的难度。
Well, knowing that the difficulty in the precision of the spins, keeping your balance, keeping your choreography steps in place, I know is extremely challenging. They make it look so easy, but I know in their heads they're just keeping things moving along. So to see this kind of precision and to see this beauty, I think is just an excellent experience. I think anybody should try and take it in if they can. They'd enjoy it.
The technique is unreal. Rehearsals must, you know, there isn't a finger out of place. They're absolutely magnificent dancers.
神韵的大型舞蹈中多达40多人同台表演，变化多端的编舞也让两位舞蹈家产生极大兴趣。艾斯蒙德在感叹神韵完美之余，也领悟到一些人生哲理。
Just the fact that there's a higher power than us, and that message comes through, and that there's a different joy other than material joy.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大埃德蒙顿报道。
加拿大曼尼托巴省省府温尼伯格是神韵艺术团加拿大西部巡回演出的最后一站，首场演出温尼伯格政要、艺术界以及商界等各界名流聚集，一睹世界第一秀的风采。请看本台记者的报道。
美国神韵艺术团首次莅临加拿大曼省省府温尼伯格，曼省多位国会议员、省议员、温尼伯格市长等三级政要发出贺信，祝贺神韵在全球取得的卓越成就，并欢迎神韵的到来。曼尼托巴省省议员布瑞克观赏了温尼伯格百年音乐厅的首场神韵演出， 演员的专业程度让他大为惊叹。
It's just amazing, and the performers, the level of performance is, it's beautiful. It's just breathtaking. It really is. And they must practice so much to get to that level of expertise. And I'm really impressed to see them here, an international group that's been all around the world and presented all around the world. It's really, it's great for Winnipeg. And we are a very culturally diverse city, so this is a fabulous place for them to come, and I hope they'll consider coming back again.
曼省印度社区领袖库玛和夫人从演出中惊喜地发现了中华文化不为其他族裔知道的一面。
It's a divine kind of a thing which you don't expect in Chinese shows, and that is being presented here, especially the Tibetan section. And then you have the colorful costumes, and everything is so well organized, and they're very well synchronized into the whole system.
第一次领略神韵的风采，全方位的艺术享受滋润了温尼伯格观众的心灵，忍不住连声赞叹。
I would recommend it to everybody to come and see, in particular the tenor, the last tenor. Ay, 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 that was really beautiful. And the costumes and the music, everything was a really wonderful experience.
Everything was just superb.
It was far more than just entertaining. It was very thoughtful about,You know, a spiritual life, and not just materialism. They certainly mentioned hoarding, much more to life than just possessions.
星期四晚还有一场神韵晚会，这也是神韵2010年加西巡回之旅的压轴演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。
加拿大曼尼托巴省文化遗产和旅游厅长马塞林罗说，神韵演出不仅让人们领略到中华文化的精髓，其内涵更是令人回味无穷。
温尼伯格的百年音乐厅第一次迎来神韵，加拿大曼省文化遗产和旅游厅长马塞林罗庆幸自己成为了第一批观众。
Performance is outstanding. I'm out of words.
整台演出让这位菲律宾裔的文化厅长感受最深的是中华文化的魅力，而神韵的音乐、舞蹈都让他领略到了这一点。
We truly appreciate the culture that they are sharing with us, ancient culture, but you could fully see the how well developed and beautiful the Chinese culture is. I'm have a very soft spot in my heart for the Chinese culture. Truly, the music is universal. It's Chinese music, but it resonates with, I think it resonates with anyone, any citizen of the world.
他也惊异于神韵演员高超的技巧和天分。他认为演员在舞台上的一举手一投足都充满内涵，让他回味无穷。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。
温尼伯格是加拿大中西部运输、经济、制造业、农业与教育的重镇和重要交通枢纽。当地省议员九牧世界第一秀的大名结伴前去观赏，他们感叹神韵果然名不虚传。
温尼伯格多位市议员不仅于演出前给神韵主办方发出贺信，更少不了亲临百年音乐厅一睹为快。曼省省议员垂泽当天身着中式服装，和多位同事结伴前来，每个人都被神韵的美震惊了。
Oh, I think people should come out and see it. I think it's an amazing performance. The you know, it is. It's world class. It's top caliber, and it's something that you're going to remember for a very, very long time.
垂泽特别注意到，在舞台上巧妙运用天幕是神韵的一大特色。
I like the idea of the backdrops because they didn't take away from the performances. It was simple and yet stunning in terms of how they used the background. And so they kept everything simple, and by keeping it simple, they made it more spectacular because you really focused.It enhanced the dance, it enhanced the costumes and the music.
曾获加拿大总督奖的前曼省副省长史密斯也为神韵的美深深陶醉。
I think in a very well trained troupe,
I found the color and the type of effects quite imaginative. It's an artistic mix for many of us.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。
两位加拿大国会议员在美国神韵国际艺术团抵达温尼伯格演出前就对晚会非常期待。4月7日晚上，他们终于如愿以偿得以饱览神韵风采。来听一听两位国会议员的感受。
加拿大国会议员国务部长傅磊才和国会议员尼威尔演出前均给神韵主办方发来贺信，表示对神韵第一次来到温尼伯格的期待。国务部长傅磊才看完神韵表示，演出让人们看到了从古至今真实的中国。
It brings a different dimension to I think a lot of people's understanding of China in the present day, and it is a way of presenting the Chinese culture. And as they said, it goes back 5,000 years, and it's for West, you know, obviously compared to Western civilization, it dates much further back, and China has certainly contributed a lot to world civilization.
傅磊才是加拿大历史上第一位当选国会议员的残障人士，他很感谢神韵光临自己的选区。
It's very pleasant. It's easy on the eyes, and it is it's well done, and we. Certainly, I think appreciate the presentation and appreciate that you've come to Winnipeg to demonstrate, Senator Canada.
观看了同一场演出的国会议员尼威尔也分享了心中的感动。
Very rich in culture and history, and it showed many centuries of Chinese history and culture, and it was.Profoundly well done and very beautiful, very moving.
尼维尔尤其赞赏神韵在全球的巡回演出，他认为每个人都应该了解博大精深的中华文化。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。
一位从事媒体制作的加拿大资深创作导演，以专业媒体人的眼光分享了观赏神韵演出的体验，一起来听一听。
资深创作导演迈克尔·洛伊德从事电视等多媒体制作已有18年了，他认为神韵的整体制作是顶级。
Well, for the type of production it is, it's a 10. It's hosted well, and it's presented well, and every aspect of it, from the pianist to the tenor to the dancers to the orchestra, it's top notch.
洛伊德从媒体效果制作的角度，如何看神韵讲述故事的手法呢？
Well, the storytelling is interesting. It presents a point of view, of course, and it didn't detract from the show at all. It informed. It had the central message, of course, and I thought it was put across succinctly.And again, integrating it with dance, music, the orchestra is, amazing.
他特别指出，神韵将中国传统文化和价值观在顶级的演出效果中潜移默化地传达给了观众，将文化和艺术完美地结合在一起。
It took you with it. You went with it, and you got into it, and you followed it, and you laughed, and you worried, and you cheered.And yeah, you learn the lesson of forgiveness or cooperation or, in the case of the general, where he says, okay, you guys tricked me and did a bad thing to me and now I'm a general, but I'm not gonna punish you. Come and join me. Makes him a great general, so.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。
神韵2010年加拿大西部巡回演出于4月8日晚间在温尼伯格百年音乐厅圆满落幕，观众长时间起立鼓掌，演员两次谢幕。整个演出中呢，观众席不时传来惊叹声、鼓掌声。一起来看看本台记者发来的采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团的加拿大西部巡回演出覆盖了5个主要城市，依次是卑诗省温哥华、 阿尔伯塔省的卡尔加里，萨省省府里贾纳，阿省省府爱德蒙顿，最后一站来到了曼省省府温尼伯格，共演出13场，现场观众超过2万人。神韵艺术团从2007年开始，每年都到加拿大巡回演出，这一次温尼伯格的观众首次有机会观赏到神韵。
This is the real Chinese culture from China, mainland, from the Chinese community, you know, and it's not something that's been westernized or made up. This is what the Chinese people are all about.
And I think it really reflected a true traditional Chinese. So very impressed and very happy we came. Yeah, definitely would come back.
神韵演出无论是大型舞蹈、讲述历史故事以及神话传说的小舞剧，还是歌唱家们的表演，都令观众们感到祥和和向上，时而感觉到自己是在天堂。
I think everything moved me. It's just that it was awe-inspiring. You know, you think one thing is going on, oh, and then something else comes. It's just like being in heaven.
The storytelling was good. It was very good. And it was kind of fluid. You kind of followed from the beginning to now. So it was good.
I really enjoyed the story about Wu Song and the tiger. Yeah, I like that. I would have liked more, a longer story.
还未走出剧院的大门，观众们已经想着今后不能错过任何一场神韵演出。
Well, I'm uplifted and I feel really, really good, you know. And I'll come again and again and again.
美国神韵国际艺术团从3月25日起的加拿大西部巡回之旅历时15天，再次带给家国观众纯善纯美的艺术，而中华神传文化的深邃和博大也触动了观众的心灵深处。接下来他们将前往美国芝加哥进行2天3场演出。这是新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温尼伯格报道。